No, ma'am, Paul blurted out suddenly. Bikes are fine. He hated riding the bus with Joe. They would be forced to sit in the back. When the boys reached Center Street, Joe started to get nervous. Dad told me about some trouble here last week, Joe said sadly. I'll just wait outside. Not happening, Paul said as he grabbed Joe's arm and the two boys marched through the door. Paul's hand was clenched in a fist as they headed for two empty stools. A man with a frown that looked like it was chiseled out of stone blocked their way. Go around back if you're with him, he said, pointing at Joe. Before the boys could respond, a woman's voice interrupted the discussion. These boys will be joining me, the soft voice said. The man and the boys turned to see a woman in a wheelchair beside them. Excuse us, she said, smiling, as she moved her chair toward the man, intending to go forward. Not wanting to appear rude to the woman, the man stepped aside. Joe and Paul followed the woman to the stools. She parked beside them and talked steadily as they ordered and ate their lunch.